Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah.
How are you?
Oh my god. Yeah.
You come here
out with the old salt and pepper.
I am going to the bathroom and shave the side of my head and put on my multicolored jacket and my big rope gold chain and my knee-high boots and just start dancing around the room. I don't know about the rest of you.
That was awesome.
I was like in middle school. Awesome.
Weren't there the two rappers that were, no, Salt and Pepper wasn't. It was Milli Vanilli. Never mind.
That was Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper.
I was thinking about lip syncing. Anyways.
Oh, no, that was Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, it was Milli Vanilli.
And their real voices actually aren't that bad. So I don't know why they were lip syncing. But anyway.
Somebody told them to.
I guess so. Anyway. I never understood it.
Were they, like, bitch,
I'm introducing the show.
She called me a bitch. Oh, my God.
We all bitches when she's sleepy. That's the only reason why she's getting away with it. She was awake, I had to cut her down the back. Exposed spine.
Man.
Exposed the spine and whatnot.
When you called, my phone went off. I thought it was tomorrow morning. I had to go to work. I'm like, shit. I'm not asleep at all. I flail around for my phone to pick it up. And I'm like, huh? Oh, the show.
Can you stop? You need to introduce the show.
Oh, I do.
Damn it.
Speaking of the show, please introduce it.
Hi.
Right?
I don't want to tell stories anyway, bitches. All right. It is Thursday, March 29, 2012, and I'm very tired. And since it's Thursday, that means that it's actually our, you know, when we're the most raw, we're the most rawr, I guess. Yeah.
No lube on Thursday nights.
No lube. I'm Snow White. You know, I'm always professional, always on point. Yeah.
Totally.
Right. Anyway.
See, it's much funnier when you do it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sorry.
We have Corey / Gamenatrix also up in the hill. Hi. Hello.
You're muted.
Yes. I'm not muted.
You're just ignoring me.
No, I just thought I would be silent.
We also have...
That's a first.
You know what?
Suck
I'm gonna kick all of you. We also have Ginger Rocks. Up in here. Hi.
Rar.
I'd hit on you, but I don't think I can find you right now. I'm tired. And then we also.
Fine. I'm too tired to do anything anyway.
Awesome. We can just snuggle. How about that?
Sounds good.
We also have Master Blaster up in here, who is our smidgen of testosterone for the show.
You know what? I'm not even gonna. I'm just gonna let that go tonight. I'm that much more mature. I'm just gonna let that go tonight.
Oh please. Oh, please. You're going to say something snarky about it later.
Well, of course, but that's just me. That's part of the charm, though. So, there you go.
If you want to say that, it's okay. And I'm also going to give you a call-in number if you want to call in and chat with us. I always forget this, but I'm going to remember today. Our call-in number is 347-215-7977. And before you rush to the phone lines, I need you to remember that you need to stay on topic, even though we don't. You need to... You need to stay about to what we're talking about, because if you don't, then we're going to have to boot your ass off the air. And you know I'm going to do that. And one more time, the phone number is 347-215-7977. And I'm done. I'm going to go to bed now. Good night, y'all.
Okay.
Excuse me again.
You know what? No.
Oh, my God. Bless you.
What? I chugged a soda before the show to wake up.
Ginger says bless you to everything.
Hello, the Dane, and hello, the Dark One.
Oh, welcome to our lives.
Hey.
No, oh, and oh, no. Hello, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't know what. There's something wrong with y'all. Okay, am I doing this first?
Yes. Sure? Go first. No. Yes.
Yeah, go for it.
Yes, go first.
Women in the show always go first.
Anyway,
I'm just going to. Okay. First, I must talk about the new PlayStation Orbis is what it's going to be called. Right. And I decided, yes, Orbis, you know, O-R-B-I-S.
Yeah.
Orbis, I had to say it with an English accent.
It makes, makes your dirty games clean.
That is a
exactly
horrible
what it makes
name.
It, yes.
Who came up with that name?
What well, I don't know, but I went to look it up, the definition. It says, of uncertain origin. Really, PlayStation? Really? First,
I don't know. It's not like it's, in the, it's not like the latest in a line of PlayStations, right?
Is that a hint that Origin's going to be on the PlayStation?
You think?
If they don't correct the problem that they're planning on, that it's going to cause, they are going to be of unknown origins. In case you missed our news story this morning, the minute that the PlayStation announced the Orbis and told us that it would have DRM and that it would not be backwards compatible and it will also not run any pre-owned games. Yes, I needed to say it just like
are
that.
Are you kidding me?
Woo! I threw the grenade. I didn't get back fast enough. Damn it, Ginger.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I must be tired. Can you please repeat that one more time?
It will not run any pre-owned games. No used games.
So how the fuck are they going to know the difference? That's my question.
So let me see. Sony, you are trying to screw us at the corn cob, but in the end, it's going to be you that gets bent over.
And I know I said no lube, but I was joking. I was joking about the lube.
Wait. That's not the end of that story.
How are they going to know that it's not a used game?
The very second that they said this, GameStop said, if you do this, we ain't fucking selling your console. What you going to do now, Sony?
Ooh, threw the gauntlet right there.
This fight is so juicy. I was just salivating. It's going to be so good. Oh, so let me back up because I've already gotten splashed with the grenade.
Okay, wait a minute. But what the...
Ahead,
are
no.
you... I don't... What the... I didn't... I'm so mad. I can't even... Are you serious? Like, my question... my question is, how the hell are they going to know that it's a used game? Is it going to be like... Are the used games tainted somehow? Like, do they carry the taint of another console on them?
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Does it break the game hymen and whenever you play it, the hymen's not there? What the hell?
Hymen,
I don't get it.
We're just on a roll tonight.
Your game is not a virgin.
I know you've been used. You're a dirty game. I don't like you. You're dirty.
I mean, is that dirty, like dirty where we're having the online games where you have to pay extra if you want to buy the used game and then play the online service?
No. Supposedly how it's supposed to work is that all of the PlayStation games will validate, I guess, through the PlayStation Network as a new game. And if somebody else brings it and puts it in, like, this game is already registered type of thing, just basically the same DRM.
So I was right.
So I can't take my game that I own and go play it on my friend's PS3 for the weekend.
You can't. You could. You could probably do it. So here, I'm taking a different take on this. Coming from the PC realm, right, we already have something just like this called Steam. That's exactly how Steam works.
Now,
there are no used games. They're all attached to your account. So what you'll do is you go to a friend's house, you'll probably log in with your PlayStation account, and you'll probably be able to – what'll be cool about this, you'll probably be able to play the games on anybody's machine as long as you log in as yourself.
So what are we looking at, cloud-based gaming then?
Okay, but this is fucked up. This is fucked up, though, really. Okay, because some people don't have enough money to go buy a new game every fucking
Bingo.
Month. Okay,
Bingo.
So they have to take the games that they've already played that they don't want to play anymore back to the store, sell them, and get another game. That's how that works. So telling me that I can't do that – is basically telling me that I have to fork out money for a new game every time I want to play something new. Fuck that shit.
$60.
Fuck that shit.
Again,
okay?
I
don't want to be doing that shit. And just because you broke my game hymen does not mean my game's not good anymore. Okay?
I have a different perspective on this. Again, coming from playing Steam a lot, is there's really great deals on Steam. I can get games that cost twice as much at GameStop for half the price. And end up paying $60, I end up paying $30 for games.
Well, see, Blaster, we've had this discussion before about Steam, and I'm going to put it to you from this standpoint. Let's say tomorrow you lose your job and your house, and all you've got is those Steam games, whereas you can't do a damn thing with your Steam account. I can pack up all my Xbox and PlayStation games and take them down and sell them and walk out with some cash. And my family, but your perspective is different. I'm saying this is one of the things that GameStop said this morning is that there are families, and I happen to have cousins that had three boys in the house, and they would do this often. They had the boys' old games. You know, Christmas time is coming. We can't afford $60 a pop for each and every game that these boys want. If we take all these and trade them in, it drops our price down some.
I'm saying they're paying the lower price anyways. So they're doing that without actually having to physically drive down the store, which actually spends a lot more gas. money.
No, I don't think they're, paying a lower price at all. I think this is just PlayStation being a bitch.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see how they do it, right? We'll see what happens. If they end up doing what Steam's done, they're going to be very successful with it. If they don't,
they won't. They're not going to be successful because you're still not coming at it from a standpoint of po-folk don't have no fucking $60. I got my old games and I got my old console that I'm going to trade in to get the new one because it's
going to knock my
price down. Or maybe I'm hungry. This is all I have to sell. You cannot sell Steam games. And
If you're at that point, might as well eat a bullet. I'm just saying, if you're at that point.
No, Blaster, you know what? That's not even funny. That is some fucked up shit to say on the stage.
And we had a scandal like that go on this week.
Yes, we did.
I'm gonna go ahead and step up and say that what Blaster said is not the view of anyone else at Gamer Girls.
No, I'm telling you. No, but I'm just saying to you, if you come down to the point where the only way you're going to be able to eat is to sell your video games, you shouldn't have bought your video games to begin with in the first place.
No, you may have.
Have you ever heard of coming down on hard times?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of something happening unexpectedly?
Like all of a sudden you lost your job
and maybe you don't have enough money and maybe you need to sell some games to eat? Because I'll tell you one damn thing, it is fucking hard to find a job now.
I know that. Believe me.
I've had a job for ages. You know what? You can kiss my ass. Because if you think that's a point where you shouldn't be buying games, you can kiss my ass, motherfucker. Because sometimes shit happens and you need money to buy food with.
It's not a case of you went and bought games instead of eat. We're saying things happen. Your house could have burned down. You managed to get your games and stuff out. You still need to eat. Any number of a million scenarios could have happened. But when you say, "Oh, I got Steam," you can't go on Steam and say, "Okay, I need to eat. Which one of these games am I going to ditch?"
You know how many scenarios? You know how many times it's actually come up? I bet you zero. That is such a far-fetched scenario to say that.
Sitting right here was homeless. Sitting right here was a college student that had to go and do just the thing I'm talking about. I had to go take my games and sell them because I needed to get gas for my car so I could go to work. You're talking from a whole other perspective of having it never happened to you, which means you're blessed.
Wait a minute. I've been poor too. Listen, I've been poor too in the past. I never got in that situation. You have to be smart about your money. I'm sorry.
If you ain't been in that situation, you ain't really been
poor. I've totally been in that situation. I've been standing in line for heat assistance. I was poor enough to stand in line for heat assistance. I understand. I've been in that situation. Guess what? It was never a choice between video games and food. Food always came first. Sorry, I didn't buy video games. All right,
Somebody went out and bought a video game instead of food.
We're saying you had them. Whatever situation happened, you were doing great.
You were doing fine. Something happened. You lost your job. You're going through a divorce. Whatever happened.
For me,
the
my
money
mother
that you had
away.
Disappeared.
Exactly.
You're talking about a scenario where it might buy you one meal, and you need a meal. You need meals for the whole month.
No,
that might be
that's
only
the
one
thing.
Meal.
No, that is
well,
the
sometimes
thing.
You have
no,
to.
Hell, I sell
you
a game for $20.
One
I go down
meal
to Walmart
at a time.
Buy some ramen noodles.
Sometimes you have to think one meal at a time too. You can't sit there. Sometimes people can only think one meal at a time. They can't think of, oh well, I'm going to need meals for the whole fucking month.
I'll tell you this.
We really need to move on because
it's really an asinine scenario.
It's not an asinine scenario.
It's totally asinine.
It happens, but it does happen. Is a thing. It does happen. It's happened. It's happened to us. You were if you had this stand in line for assistance and you didn't have a console, honest to God, then as a man, let me put it come to you as a man's standpoint. As a man with pride, right now you lost your everything. You tell me you wouldn't have said, you know what? I wish I could sell these fucking Steam games because I gotta eat and I gotta put gas in my car so I can at least get to work to earn a paycheck. You wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying I would sell other. I got plenty of other things here to sell. I've got tons of things to sell. Video games was
last. Family knowing that our paycheck was going to be shut off last year, dude. I was totally thinking.
Have you been to GameStop?
My computers, my consoles, everything. I was thinking they're going to go. They're going to disappear because I have to pay bills. I have to feed. I have to pay the house. I have to pay the car, and that was out of our hands.
Have you actually sold a game? GameStop. When's the last time you guys sold the game? GameStop. Do you understand that if a game's like more than 4 months old, you're going to get $5 for it?
It doesn't matter.
You get more
$5 that you didn't have
before.
I'm totally not even thinking
about
this.
Spend
$5,
especially
because
I live 40 minutes away. Let's just have
okay, you know what?
Away.
We have to move on because this is totally this is a ridiculous conversation.
It
we have
is
one in. You know what?
Hey, is better than none.
We have to move on.
Okay. So anyway, we know how we all feel about the PlayStation thing. I don't think they're going to be successful, and they're going to have to find a different way to sell their things because already GameStop is backing out. And I'm betting since Best Buy is now buying back games, anybody that's buying back games is pretty much not going to touch the Orbis because they don't want to lose their money. Now, what I have been saying all for the past month since they've been going back and forth the past few months about the game developers are angry because they don't like the resale games. And I said, the problem is if they did not take a page from the music industry and invest in a little thing called royalties, meaning no matter how many times you resell this game, I'm going to get some money back off of it. And that's where they fucked up. So whenever GameStop resells a used game, they're not getting money back, which is why Sony's angry, the developers are angry and saying, we're not getting paid off of this, but it's your own fault. You should have sold GameStop when you gave them the game, play and trade. Anybody else, Best Buy, whenever there's a used game that comes back, we need a dollar to $2 off of whatever you managed to resell it for. And that was the fuck up. In any case, let's move along to another topic. Everybody's all aggravated now and quiet.
I'm not aggravated.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
I'm irritated as fuck, I'll be honest.
I'm not aggravated.
Enjoy that.
Right. Well, I want to throw more of a fit. Can I throw a fit?
Can we stop you?
Maybe. I don't know.
Go ahead. Throw your fit.
Get your rocks off, Ginger.
All right. Anonymous, you fucking tool. What the hell's
wrong
with you? Anonymous promises to shut down the internet March 31st. All right, so pretty much what they are threatening to do on March 31st is to attack the 13 root DNS servers that make up the bulk of the internet, make up the servers that give the URL names to most of the internet. So pretty much anything HTTP, you're fucked.
But why?
Unless it's cached. Why? Because they are protesting against SOPA, Wall Street, our irresponsible leaders, and the beloved bankers who are starving the world for their own selfish needs out of sheer sadistic fun.
Okay, so
that is exactly
from
their little thing.
To protest something that has nothing to do with most of the frickin' world, like something that the average person sitting in their house really can't do much about at all, they're going to cut off the internet to everybody.
Yes. And as the people who work on the internet, because, I happen to know
right?
Corey makes her living off the internet, you are screwing her. You are costing her a day's work.
And it's not even fun.
No, it's not even, there's no lube involved or anything. It's not fun.
I don't need no lube, but the point is, it's not even fun.
And what is this going to do? What is this going to do? This is going to just instigate Big Brother further at this point. This isn't even something productive.
Well, no, honestly, I don't really think Anonymous has valid reasons for what they're doing now. They're just doing it so they can say they did it. They're trying to tie it up in this pretty bow of, oh, we're doing some sort of social action thing. No, you're not. You're being pricks. You're fucking up everything for everybody. Because I got to tell you, when I come home from a hard day at work, what I want to do is I want to hop online and I want to talk to my friends that I have online. And if you take that away from me, I'm going to be one pissed off person. And then you got my friend Corey over here who makes her living online. And if you take away her livelihood, I'm going to tell you one thing. You're going to piss off everybody.
You have to sell all of her video games just to eat.
Yes, and
oh,
they're
you know
saying
what?
That there's not a set amount of time. They said it could be a couple of hours to a couple of days.
Well,
they just
sound pissed off at everybody. I think they're starting to
The other hand, I'm hoping this is going to be one big ha-ha-ha April Fool's. We didn't actually do it, an early April Fool's joke,
I'm trying to understand the reasoning behind this. If you're mad at Wall Street, why didn't you go take down Wall Street or something?
Exactly.
No, please don't take down Wall Street.
I don't think they're capable of that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God,
maybe
don't
not Wall
say
Street.
That.
Why don't you take down some of these big trading companies?
Well, okay.
Except for ShareBuilder. Leave my ShareBuilder alone.
I don't think that they are capable of taking down the internet for everyone. I really don't. I think that's just something that they're saying to try to sound big and bad, and I'm the biggest fucking bully in the schoolyard. But I do think that they probably will do something to fuck up something for someone somewhere. And still, it's just like, we already know how big your e-peen is, guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you don't need to go waving it around at everybody. Look how big my fucking e-peen is. Go find something else to do, kids.
Yeah,
they just got their e-peen caught in their crankshaft, anyways. Or earlier, because I think wasn't the guy who was their leader or something that got caught recently.
No, he was the leader of something else. I think, wasn't he?
I thought it was Anonymous.
Was it Anonymous?
There is no set leader for Anonymous.
Yeah.
They took down one of the more prominent loud voices.
Right. So, and he's working with them right now. So
yeah.
I'm just saying,
yeah.
my thought is, I believe that this is just one of those, okay, we just took a big kind of PR hit. Let's do something crazy to get our PR back. Right?
Well, they said they were going to take down Facebook, and that didn't happen.
Right. Exactly.
You know Zuckerberg was not going for that shit. Oh, what bitches you going to take? Okay. Yeah, y'all get to work. Y'all know what to do.
Zuckerberg smash.
Okay. Who's next?
All right. I'm going to go for mine because mine's not really that angry.
We can make it angry. You know how
we're probably going to make it angry, but anyway. Okay, so I was, you know, tilling around the internet trying to find something to talk about tonight because I normally don't come very prepared, but I wanted to come prepared today. And I found a story about a high school in New York, I believe. And the New York, this school is private. It's religious, the Jewish high school for girls. And one of their rules is they've banned Facebook for their kids. They don't want their kids to have Facebook at all. And a couple girls had got Facebook, which was against the rules, and now they've been told to delete their profiles. And this isn't really a religious. This isn't really a religious debate, but I'm just wondering: is Facebook really that bad? Like, is this really something that conservative people look at and be like, "Oh, well, this isn't a very good website to have for if you're really, really conservative."
So you didn't want to have an angry story. This is what you brought.
It's not that angry. It's not as angry as you made me.
It involves a couple of landmines there, right? It involves internet
freedom. It didn't involve Blaster pissing me off. So
on one hand, it's a private school, so you are paying to put your children into it.
Right.
These children are underage. They don't get a choice anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But to police what people are doing in their own homes, I want to bitch about that, except that, again, you are paying for the service to use their school. If you don't want to follow their rules, go to public school.
It's like paying for dominance and getting spanked and complaining about it.
Well, I think it's a contract that you were selling your service, but to join in our service, because it is of a certain religious and a certain way of thinking, either you're going to conform to this way of thinking and prove it to us, or if we find you getting out of hand, we're going to remove you because you do not mesh well with our way of thinking.
Well, see, if they can do that, then they can start telling you know what? You're not supposed to eat meat on Fridays. And by the way,
I may not buy into their whole hocus-pocus religious bullshit, but...
she went with the
hocus-pocus.
Wow. Oh, they're coming. You know what? I'm stepping away from that one. Shit. I didn't even go that far.
Own what they believe, but if you're going to go and send your children to one of these services, whatever, then you have to kind of follow their rules. You are paying them. They have rules. Either you conform with them or you don't. If you don't like it, you can take your money and go elsewhere.
You know,
Nobody's forcing them to attend this school.
Well, two things. First off, I'm just surprised there's no disclaimer for that statement. Second off, I would like to say that, you know, again, this is, like, they do have rules like that. They do have rules about, you know, it's a Jewish school, not eating pork. I mean, that's their business, right? I mean, you send your kids to that school, that's what you expect. You expect them to enforce your way of thinking, your religious.
I always think it would be at home. Only, you know, at home is your time when you're here and you can't do ABC. That's where I'm shocked, you know, the focus at home.
I grew up in a religious town, and I almost went to a college. All that fun stuff. They were trying to get me to go. Anyways, That was one of their deals. If I had gone to that school, even though I was over the age 18, there were certain places in town I was not allowed to go. I was not allowed at the clubs, any of the clubs. They actually sent people to monitor the parking lots and write down the tags of cars that they might recognize.
Oh, hell no.
Uh-huh. You were required to attend their religious services every day.
What?
Hmm?
Uh-huh. You had a time you had to be in the dorms every night. They locked the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And you either went to it. Yes, this is college. This was, I don't even tell what it was. It was Abilene Christian University. Anybody who happens to live in Texas might recognize it.
Oh,
yeah.
That's it.
And look how much of a great influence it was on you, Ginger.
Well, it would have been free. I went to a pre-college course there and actually, yeah, kind of got recruited. But, It was a good school. It was a very good school. Very beautiful school. But they did. They had these rules. You dressed a certain way. You conformed to their way of thinking, to their way of life, or they removed you.
Mm-hmm. And it's all in the contract.
It was. It was. And it is. That's what it is. It's a contract. You signed a contract. Even if you are paying them,
I have some points
to make.
Still
a contract. Yes.
My first point is for Blaster. There was no... disclaimer for her statement because it didn't involve anyone eating a bullet.
Moving on.
You made that statement. I wanted to respond. Now my response.
I said you could believe whatever you wanted to believe. You can believe in, you know, a man coming down the chimney. You can believe in a bunny going across the
ice.
Woo!
Ooh, Ginger, no more. Don't say
all right,
it. Don't,
thank you very much. Now, moving on. But I want to say that I kind of agree that if you're going to the school, you have to abide by the rules. It's a private school. No one's forcing you to go there. You know, this is your family's thing. Do what?
You are being forced if your family paid for it.
No, but I know that. But
well, again, but then you're under the age of majority.
So
you don't get a choice.
If you're at home and your parents don't want you to be on Facebook, you're not going to be on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, I mean, for me, there's no real difference. But my actual question is Facebook really that bad? Like, do people look at Facebook, even out of this high school, look at it and go, well, this is something I don't really want my conservative daughter
to be
on?
Well, we've seen a lot of bullying, and we've seen a lot of adult content on Facebook.
Forget bullying. People I've noticed on Facebook don't have, for lack of a better word, a filter.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking at Facebook the other day, and I actually just pulled it up on my phone, and it was a picture from far away on a phone. It looked like a contact sheet for a model. So I was like, oh, who's modeling? And then when I actually got it to open when I got home, it was pictures that somebody had taken of a boy with his mother while she was dying, and they're both covered in blood.
Oh.
And this, yes, and there's no way for them to have, it was just the most horrific thing I think I've seen in a good long while. And I'm medically trained. I've seen some shit. Just saying. For you know, to be, I didn't see it coming. There was no warning. And the person that posted this, you know, a bunch of people were like, hey, come on. This is this kid's last moments with his mother you just posted. And yes, maybe some reporter captured it for a book or something. But at least in the book, it was on the front, some of the images within her graphic. You
right.
posted this on Facebook in a feed where I just clicked and, you know, innocently clicking and went, oh, wow. So I've seen shit like that on Facebook that should not be there. You don't do that. They just don't have a filter. And, yes, as someone saying in the chat room, they're posting up pictures. Oh, look, my nipple. Come on now. You know, and we have 13-year-olds because that's the youngest age you can be and have a Facebook page. So it is that bad, unfortunately. And there's no ways to block it as far as I know. Zuckerberg, you need to get in with that. They need to separate Facebook if you're under 18. It needs to be Facebook for kids or something. And that type of stuff can't be posted or, you know, somebody's watching. But it is getting to be that bad. People post up the craziest shit on Facebook. And there's no way for you, there's no warning. You don't know what's coming. You just happen to open up your Facebook and bam, there it is in your face. Cock.
Yeah, that's true.
You're like, and then, you know, somebody, you're opening the wrong place. It's like, oh, ooh, I'm sorry, I'm in church.
<You know? laughs> My bad.
That's what you get for friending Albuquerque, New Mexico's chicken farm. You're going to get pictures of cocks all day long. Just saying. No, but I mean, you get what you pay for. It really is like, it's like hiring a dominatrix and then complaining about it when she beats your ass. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Why do you keep going back to that reference?
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to say. I mean, that's how I feel about it. I mean, okay, I'll tell you what. Facebook, you might have – okay, you say, well, who can dislike Facebook? You might find a lot of good reasons. How about Bill Nye the Science Guy? I have a true story. I love Bill Nye the Science Guy, one of my favorites. And I was a little kid, and I was going to one of those stuffy private schools you have to pay extra money for, okay, and sign contracts and blah, blah, blah for, right? And they found out I like to watch Bill Nye the Science Guy. And I got a stern talking to from some people, not necessarily punishment, but I got to start talking to you from the principal and a few. I mean, Bill Nye the Science Guy. Who's got a problem with that? Right?
Well,
he doesn't conform to their beliefs, and so therefore it's bad. It's evil.
He teaches evolution.
Yeah, right, that's the thing.
Pretty much that was the whole thing.
Corey, it's got to be the, quote, theory of evolution.
Evolution.
It's like the theory of gravity.
I know, right?
I just say, but like, let's see.
Not so much
saying.
I feel like I'm being pulled down, but then I'm being pushed down.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, it's like, so if it doesn't conform to what you believe, then it is evil to some people. That's just how they handle it. And so therefore, Facebook, anything innocent that you could possibly say, I can't find a reason why somebody has a problem with it. Somebody out there has a problem with it.
Well, Facebook, I can find a million problems with
well,
it.
Well, sure. Okay, so Facebook's not that surprising, right? That's
yeah.
like an easy one. Right.
Okay, so let me
ham sandwiches. Who can have a problem with ham sandwiches? I don't understand this. Somebody has a problem with it.
I have a problem with ham sandwiches. I'm allergic to ham. But look, I'll die if I eat it, Lester. I'm sorry.
Please don't eat it. No, you're not allowed to die. I'm sorry.
I stay away from the pork.
Take a ham sandwich, Corey.
Mm-hmm. I know how you be. Okay, so in vain with the bad thing that Blaster said earlier, this is a very bad segue, but we have to talk about it because I've been saying all week that we would. At an EVE Online event.
Oh, God.
One of the fans there who is part of the community, the Stellar Management Council, named Alex Guantorco.
Guantorco?
Is it
I'm just calling him Giant Turd from now on.
Yeah, whatever his name
is. I am Alex von Parker. I need TP for my belt.
Like Giant Turco
or something.
Wait, let me tell you what he did.
Giant Turd.
Let me tell you what he did.
Yeah, what did he do?
He sat on the panel, and he mentioned
is
her.
Is the panel okay?
Wait, listen. Somehow he's I don't know how they got on the topic, but there was apparently a player that was saying
suicidal?
He was going to kill himself. And Alex decided to egg him on and asked everybody in the crowd to join in them picking on this person and telling them to go ahead and kill themselves.
Yes, he showed a conversation to the entire crowd where he had already trolled this guy, trying to convince this guy to kill himself.
And told his name.
Yes, and his contact information and everything, yes.
And told
are you kidding me?
No. We not be kidding. There is some footage up on Eurogamer if you want to see what he was doing.
And the guy's all like, I was drunk. I don't remember what I did. And then it comes back, well, I knew I did something bad. I didn't know what it was.
But as Ginger stated, if you didn't know you were going to do this, if you didn't even, you saying you didn't think about it, you just did it because you were drunk, why exactly did you have a whole screen prepared with the card?
Exactly. Lying motherfucker. If you're going to troll, at least own up to it.
You weren't drunk the whole fucking time you were making the screen, okay?
Exactly.
That is just, that is just disgusting. I'm so mad I can't even form coherent sentences right now. I'm just going to step back.
Lord forbid, the guy had gone ahead and done it, had gone ahead and killed himself because of this. If you already know the guy's suffering, he's got issues anyways, and you do this, murder.
I totally think they should, yes.
If you're actively trolling the guy and like trying to convince him to kill himself, that is attempted murder. I'd agree with that.
I totally agree too. And you know, this just goes back to just people on the internet not even viewing each other as people on the other side of the screen.
I joke around. You know, if you're not my friend, you're just a voice inside the magic box. But that doesn't mean that I don't care.
Right.
I understand that you're a person. I'm not going to. All right. I will admit, in my younger days, I did some stupid shit over the internet I shouldn't have done.
I don't think I ever convinced anybody to try to commit suicide, but I have.
I never convinced anybody. I did tell somebody that they probably should, but they were being ass at.
I've never even
done that. Okay.
It was in retaliation to him putting up a picture of ground meat because I'd miscarried.
Okay. No. Yeah,
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's different.
That's different. Yeah.
I like Carl. That's different.
That's okay then.
Or die.
Yeah.
But okay, here's the thing though. This is one thing that I detest about the internet. It's the complete lack of personal interaction. And I mean, you know, people will say, "Oh, well, I interact with people all the time." No, you don't. You interact with their persona online. So you never really most people on the internet don't really think of each other as being people. They don't really think of it being a real person with real feelings on the other side of the screen. They all think, oh, well, this is going to be hilarious. Let me go ahead and troll this motherfucker and see how bad we can make them feel. I mean, really? You're going to be that much of a douche? And if you're that much of a douche to somebody that you don't even know, then I don't even want to know you in real life. I don't even want to be around you. Because that means that there is some small part of you, or hell, a large part of you, that is really like that. And frankly, I don't want to know you.
That documentary that's been on TV a couple of times, we've talked about it here on the show, and I can't think of the name of it, but one of the guys over at was it BioWare? One of the ones Ben is really in love with, was saying that how people their personas are online is how they really are.
Yes.
In real life. So that's when they're the most honest. I agree.
I do too.
And maybe in that vein, people need to be charged with attempted murder. I go back again. People, I'm telling you, in about 10 to 15 years, there's going to be a license to be on the internet. They're going to start finding your asses. It's not going to be that you're going to be stupid enough to open your mouth in front of a panel, but they're going to know exactly who you are because it's going to be attached to all your little avatars and everywhere you play, which I'm not against. completely. I just don't want Big Brother watching me seeing what I'm saying. I don't mind you knowing you knowing in private that, you know, I'm Billy, I'm Jane, I'm Sally, mm-hmm. I'm Sue, and over. I don't mind you knowing. But for this reason is why this is going to happen, because you people start trying to convince people to commit suicide, or predators telling kids, hey, turn on your Kinect so I can see you. Oh,
yes.
Take off your shirt, Billy. It's okay. Where's your mom?
Or don't you think you can do that better if you don't have your clothes on?
Yes, this is exactly why this is going to come about, because they're going to need to know who's where and online and who's doing what. It's going to happen.
Right. Well,
and as No Thank You said in the chat room, it's accountability. There's a lack of accountability on the internet right now.
Sure, there is.
People think that they can show their true colors and their true douchebaggery, their premeditated douchebaggery.
Well, right, but then there's also a flip side of the coin. I'm not saying that that's not right, but there's a flip side of the coin too. Is that if you listen to some random person on the internet, that just makes you really stupid. Sorry to say that, but it really does. Like I don't.
So many people rely on the internet as their only
mm-hmm.
way of connecting with the world.
Right, go visit a new reputable news site like NBC or ABC or something like that. Don't go to some random chat room and ask them what's going on in the world, and then follow that advice. Just saying.
Well, you have to think about this, Buster. We're not talking about advice. We're talking about somebody that is suicidal. And we've done shows on suicide before here. We had a whole show about it. It's not about going to get advice it's an odd and fucked up way to think, but you have to think if somebody's killing themselves, they're not in their right mind anyway.
Right.
So they're trying to find somebody to help them.
They're trying to find out
if
anybody actually cares.
I'm
pretty sure there's chat rooms out there dedicated to talking people down from that. Not
there are, but
with professionals that work at them.
When you're in that mindset, you're not in your right mind. So really, you're going to go to anywhere, and you're desperately reaching out to people to see if anybody actually cares.
I hate to say this, but if you go to the Modern Warfare forums and you ask that question, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a mixed bag of responses on that one.
It does. That's totally not the point, Blaster.
He is right, but the thing is that
right.
Because there's no accountability on the internet, instead of someone showing a bit of kindness, you have to think about it, Blaster. Let me put it to you in a term that will actually hit you where you live. Imagine your son at 16 years old, he's sitting in the house, and he is so fraught with whatever emotion it is, he just says, I need to kill myself. You're nowhere. Maybe you're across the country working. He can't get a hold of you. He can't get a hold of mom. He has nobody else to go to but these people on the internet, and they say, you know what, go ahead and kill yourself. Nobody cares about you. How are you going to feel?
This is one of those ways.
A woman in China or Japan actually killed herself on Facebook while
she's
sitting there talking to her friends. And she's actually posting pictures of what she's doing, and nobody calls the police. Nobody does anything.
It reminds me of Ghostbusters 2. It's what the mayor said about New York City. It's that it's every internet person's God given right to be a total asshole on the internet.
No, it is not.
But it totally is.
It is not. Oh my God, that is such a horrible thing to say.
Go on the internet.
I don't understand how you can be so fucking callous and close minded. I really
callous.
Don't get it. You are so callous and close minded. It just makes me not even want to talk to you.
Okay, you two break it up. No, the point is, what he's saying is true. It may be they're right, but the point is. Why would you want to if somebody is saying they want
to
kill themselves? Why are you trying to say
it's my personal choice? No, of course not.
It comes
down to
fucking human decency.
I would
fucking
be completely
gross them.
Okay, fuck, whatever. Conversation over. I'm fucking done. That's fine.
Are you two actually angry? I'm going to have to cut the
both. I don't understand. Like, it's like she's trying to say that I would personally be a fucking tool to somebody. No, I'm not saying that. I would be completely decent to somebody and try to talk them out of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is that you can't go on the internet and tell everybody they have to be fucking nice to each other. It's the damn internet. That's the way it works. I'm sorry. That's reality. I'm sorry.
Okay,
attaching IDs to people is not going to change that. People are still going to be assholes on the internet.
Now, the both of you are misunderstanding what I say when I said in the middle of that, and you two need to break it up because you know better. We're supposed to be having a discussion. Here's the thing. I'm not saying the idea is going to change that. What I'm saying is going to make people be held accountable. And, yes, it will make them behave better. That is exactly why people who are thieves hide from the police. If they were not held accountable, they'd come in your house and take your shit and sit down and eat your food. And they know nobody was going to do anything about it. So there has to be somebody that starts holding people accountable. Not make them nice, but at least keep your mouth shut sometimes. Sometimes you don't need to tell the person, here, shoot yourself. But if you don't like them, go away. Because, you know, if there was some type of accountability, if I say something and it gets back that I said this and this person kills themselves, then I'm going to be in some kind of trouble. It's as simple as that. The internet, unfortunately, is still very much like the Wild West. There is no policing of anything other than the FBI. If you call them, yes, then they start tracing you down. They know your information. But they're not generally – there's nobody sitting on the internet now as like a – like we have cops roaming the streets. There's nobody on the internet making sure the child predator in chat room number 5 is not saying unsavory shit to the people, you know, the kids that are in there. If he's in the Disney chat room, nobody's watching. And that is exactly why people say and do some of the shit that they do. So at some point, I'm saying in the future, the more we start having these people committing suicide in front of people, another reason why these people probably don't want their kids on Facebook is because we've had people doing it. They're on the camera and they just off themselves. You know, and any kid over the age of 13, some of them under, because some parents don't heed the warning, can sit down and watch somebody commit suicide. And it's not a case of I'm trying to make you be nice, or a case of that you feel like you should have to be nice, or we should force anybody to be nice. It's that there needs to be some type of accountability somewhere, or we're going to continue to have this. Now, there are chat rooms and things that are dedicated to this, and like we were talking about when we did the show, these are not something that a lot of websites put up. I dare anybody, go to the WoW website, go to pick an MMO, pick a game, and see if there's anywhere on there that says if you hear or somebody says something that where they're going to harm themselves, contact us here. The only people that have this up on their website is Second Life, ironically enough, up on their wiki. Nobody has it, but we have so many people that say this shit in game. And it may be that one person is really not caring if they're going to commit suicide. They don't believe them. Fine, but there may be somebody there that does care that wants to help the person, and they should be able to. They can't right now. No, they don't know where any of this shit is on any website. You have to go hunt it down, which makes it bad. I remember growing up that there was always ads running on the TV about suicide hotline if you know somebody that needs help. There's none of this on the internet. I don't see those ads on TV anymore. Basically, nobody knows where to go when somebody says they're going to kill themselves. So this is how they react. Let's just tell them to do it.
But there are people out there that are completely accountable, that do things out in the real world in front of real people that do completely weird shit, right? Yeah. I mean, you're talking about being held accountable. I don't think it's going to change some people's behavior, though. There might be some people that will change their behavior, but not everybody. Not everybody's going to care. Some people just don't care. I mean, there was a whole news article about a lady who lived next door to a little girl whose mom died, right? And she had some disagreement with the family, and so she started like sending pictures of this because this little girl had the same disease her mom did, pictures of this little girl in a coffin to her family.
Yes, I saw that, and that woman needed to be bitch slapped back to her own mom's womb. Ugh.
Right, I'm saying there are crazy people out there that will still do stupid stuff, even if you attach IDs to people. I think the majority of people on the internet are very. I think majority of people on the internet are nice people. I think that you may occasionally catch people on an off day, but people are going to do that. People are going to snap at people. Mm-hmm. They're going to say things they don't mean sometimes, right? And that's going to happen. But then, at the flip side of that is, so you say somebody said something mean to somebody, made them commit suicide. Is that person supposed to be held accountable for murder because of that? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and so were you a minute ago.
No. But I'm saying, at some point, and we all have freedom of speech in this country. At some point, I mean, if they didn't pull the trigger, they didn't electrocute the person, they didn't do whatever the person did to hurt themselves, you can't just say that person's guilty of murder because of that.
Well, there is a law for that very same thing when it happens in the real world, that you cannot watch somebody kill themselves and not help. Or if, I forget how their particular
some states have it, some states don't. It's called the Good Samaritan law is what
no,
it
good
is,
Samaritan is. No, Good Samaritan is something different, meaning if you see an accident, if you go over and help them, you can't be sued if something goes wrong. That's what the Good Samaritan law is. Meaning if you're a doctor or a nurse, you stop and help with an accident and somebody ends up paralyzed as a result, they cannot turn around and sue you under the Good Samaritan law.
No,
I forget
no,
what this other law is.
It's no, it compels. No, there's the Good Samaritan law actually compels you. Well, I'm sorry, you're right. There is another law that compels you to actually act, and I forget what that's called. I thought that was called Good Samaritan. But you might be right about that.
But this there's one, not, is, if you see somebody doing something to harm themselves, somebody's saying, it depends on what state you're in, but it's not in every state. But if you watch somebody do themselves bodily harm and you don't at least try to interfere or at least call somebody, then yes, you can be held accountable. Now, again, you are absolutely right. That's why we have axe murderers and we have rapists and we have people that are not in their right minds. They don't adhere to the law, obviously. But the law, for the most part, generally holds sane people in check. Everybody has their moments. Anybody who's ever driven a car and had road rage at a moment knows that, yeah, you have those times where you're like, I'd have just fucking rammed my car into you. But the reason why you don't is you're like, if I do that, I'm going to jail. And that's what usually deters you from ramming your car. If they didn't, you'd probably ram your car into four or five people during the day and just be, you know, road rage motherfucker. So I'm saying the internet does not have that for the most part. You have Xbox, I think, is unfortunately the only ones who actually police their service. They actually sit and watch and listen, and you can report things, and they start, you know, they start yanking, you know, people offline. So it needs to be done on a more global scale. This is one time the government needs to actually intervene and say, we are going to have an internet police where we're not going to interfere with anything you do, but we are watching for the child predators and for people who are committing suicide. We need to be able to find where they are. Or I want to say there was on Facebook, this happened 4 or 5 months ago, a guy killed himself and his girlfriend, and he posted it on Facebook that he was going to do it. And by the time her friends or his friends saw it, you know, it was hours later, and then it occurred to them, oh, we haven't seen them online. We need to send somebody to the house. But had even Facebook been policing their service, you know, looking for these little keywords, they would have caught it ahead of time and gotten somebody out there. But we don't have that. So this is why it's making it so much easier to do shit to people via online, not just tell them to commit suicide, but get to their house, to do shit to them, to come rob them, to do all kinds of stuff because nobody's watching. I bet you if I posted right now on Facebook, I'm going to Blaster's house and I'm going to steal his Xbox, nobody would pay me any attention. They, that's funny, until I stole your Xbox. You'd be like, that bitch came
to
my Xbox.
That's okay. You can have my Xbox. You don't even have to steal it. I'll leave it on the doorstep for you. I have not touched that thing in like a month.
So that's where I'm coming from. There needs to be something in place. There has to be, not to force people to be nice. They're not going to. But you shouldn't be able to tell somebody to commit suicide. You shouldn't be holding people hostage at their house and I'm going to kill them, and nobody says anything. It's kind of like the – you guys are familiar with Kitty Genovese?
Never heard of that.
Okay. Ginger, you heard of Kitty Genovese? Okay, I know you are too, or not. I'm muted. Snow and Ginger.
I'm not. Oh, my God. I'm seriously, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Are you familiar with Kitty Genovese?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, this most people aren't. The only reason I'm familiar with her is because I love the Halloween movies, and the end part of the first Halloween when Jamie Lee's banging on the doors and nobody comes out is based off of Kitty Genovese. She's a woman in New York in I think the 40s, 50s, or 60s who was being murdered and screaming for help, and people were looking out their windows and they wouldn't help her, and basically they watched her get murdered. This is the same thing that's happening
from numerous neighbors. Wow.
Yeah, so she got stabbed to death. So the same thing is actually what's happening on the internet, ironically, in a digital form where people are saying things or they're doing things and nobody's looking. Or people are looking, and instead of them reacting, saying, let me get this person some help, they're either laughing, pointing, or they're closing their doors and turning off their lights like they did with her and say, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Right. That happens all the time.
Bystander effect.
Yeah, it's actually, I think they call it Genovese syndrome, actually.
Well, yeah, that too, but yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
well, I
looked it up on Wikipedia. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, Wikipedia.
I never heard of her.
I hadn't either. Maybe we're all suffering from Genovese syndrome because of that. I don't know.
I'd be not. No, I won't go outside if you get stabbed, but I will call.
No, I'm one. I'm going to get involved.
No, I ain't going outside to get cut, but I will call somebody to come and help you.
So I'll give you an example of when it's really hard to fight that. So I was at a baseball game in California. I was actually at E3 that year. And I went to a baseball game on, like, I think it was the day after E3 was over. And I went out to my car to get some keys out of my car, basically. My brother had left his keys in there, and he was like, I don't want to leave my keys in the car just in case somebody breaks in, thinks it's, like, you know, used to that car. So I was like, okay, so I went out to get the keys for him because he's a huge baseball fan, and I could care, you know, less. And I was walking there, and I heard this, noise, like a slap, like a really loud slap, and I heard some people, like, shouting and arguing. And so I kind of wandered over there, and there was like three or four people standing around watching this couple just basically fighting. And the lady's, you know, screaming to the crowd. She's like, you know, this guy hit me just now. My boyfriend hit me just now. And he turned to the crowd. He's like, well, nobody here is going to do anything to help you. And that's right when I told her, I said, look, dude, I said, I don't care what the fuck you guys are, you know, complaining about. I said, but you hit her again, I'll knock you out. I mean, he came over to me. He's like, oh, man. He's like, oh, he started right then being real conciliatory because he saw, he turned around. This guy was like 5 foot five, and here I am like 6'2", you know. And I was boxing right then. And I basically, he'd come over to me. He's like, well, he's like, I really wasn't going to hit her. And I said, I said, you guys sit here and call each other fucking whores. You can scream and yell at you. I don't care, but don't hit her in front of my presence. I will do something about that. And then she took that opportunity to turn around and walk to the gate. She said, I'm going to go talk to one of the cops down. And she did that. I'm sure the guy probably got arrested. I never stuck around after.
After she got
to the gate, I kind of left, and that was about it. But I'm just saying, but it was really hard because there were a lot of people standing around just watching this whole thing going on. And I didn't see the slap. I just heard the noise, you know. But there were some other people that were there that I know were probably around for that slap. Right, and nobody did anything. They just stood around. Nobody said anything. There's another guy there. He was like way bigger than I was. He's 6'4" and probably like 300 pounds. And his girlfriend was standing right next to him. Guy didn't say one word, you know. And here I am, just like I'm walking out to the car, getting some keys, trying to mind my own business. And you know, I'm just not going to stand by and let somebody beat up on somebody, especially a woman. I mean, out there. I mean, it's just, you know, especially. I mean, this guy was a lot bigger than she was. Even though he was only 5'5", she was like, you know, 5'0". This guy probably could have really hurt her. You know, but it's really hard. It's really hard for people to get over that. I can see that, you know, but I don't think that's the case in the internet. I think a lot of times people don't really believe that the person who is asking for help on the internet is really telling the truth, or whether they're just trolling them. And that's really hard to kind of.
I won't say the only reason, but one of the reasons why we had the whole show with the suicide thing several months back now. It's because I had somebody that I played with threatening to kill themselves. And I was like, Corey, what do I do? I don't even know where this guy lives. I don't know anything about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pretty certain he wasn't actually going to do it. But at the same time, what if he did?
I will tell you guys, in the early days of me doing this fight, I had a moment like that where I was saying I was going to off myself. And Ben, you know ZQ. ZQ sent the police to my house.
Nice. Good
but
job.
You know what? I wasn't mad at her because honestly, there should not be a point when someone says something like that where you're trying to gauge if they're serious or not. You always take them seriously because what if they are? You should always send somebody to their house. That is exactly part of it. It's kind of like since the internet has come along, we all are more calloused. Again, we do forget there's somebody on the other side of the screen. We just, you know, we think everybody we deal with is a game, they're an avatar, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, we have to at some point start to inject the humanity back into the internet, meaning if you say you're going to kill yourself, I'm going to assume you are.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call the police and I'm going to send them to your house. And you can tell the person that I'm going to send the police to your house, or don't tell them. Let them be surprised when the police knocks on their door. Hey, somebody's
here. I didn't say a thing. And you know, he is still a little bit pissed that somebody did that. And I'd rather
have him pissed at you and alive than pissed than dead and gone. It's always the better case. I'd rather you be mad at me and say, I'm never speaking to you again for having a police come to my house. Be like, that's fine. At least I know you're alive. Good for you. Be mad at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a good thing.
So this whole thing with the Eve, this guy is saying he's resigning.
That whole resigning bullshit he did earlier? Oh, my God. He was like, I'm resigning because, you know, the clan I belong to, we're trolls and we do this and we're evil and it reflects bad back on the panel. He mentioned the guy that he trolled and the reason why he's resigning. forcibly. He mentioned him once for like 2 seconds and then it was just on and on and on about how badass he is and how badass his clan is and da-da-da-da-da.
And then that's why we all need some sensitivity training. This also goes back to, I don't know if we were talking about this last week. Maybe we were talking about in the morning, or maybe I was talking about somebody on the phone. I don't really know. But our teachers that are in our schools, they need to be pulled aside, and this needs to be taught in the school. You can't teach anybody to be nice, but you can say if somebody commits suicide on the internet, you do this. Some of them don't even know how to operate a Facebook page. They don't know what Twitter is. Mm-hmm. And one of my dearest friends who is, I've known her since we were 7, she's a teacher, and she's, I don't even know how to operate Twitter. You know what? That is unacceptable. You are in a world where your students know how to use Twitter. They're on the internet. You need to be going where they are.
Right.
I would like to see a teacher come in and maybe use WoW as a teaching tool. Okay, if I have 15 gold and I have 5 gold and I subtract two goals.
Oh, no. It can get even more detailed than that. If I have, you know, 2,130 agility and my base agility is this, then how much shock damage am I going to do to a target if I'm an enhancement shaman? And go.
And there you have it.
And yeah, that depends on resist and all this other stuff.
But they are everything about our everything is so far behind the government, the schools, right. You know, and just we're killing these kids. They're going on the internet. They don't know how to act, and they're teaching themselves bad behavior, which is yes, to tell somebody to kill themselves. And some of them don't even realize that it's a bad thing to say until something like this happens. I'm willing to bet Gian Turco, or however the fuck you say your name, didn't even realize, didn't think anything was going to happen until he, you know, until all this came down upon him. Mm-hmm. And the CP rep that was sitting there, you are so fired.
He was too.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He sat right there and didn't interrupt. He should have gotten up immediately and said, hey, I'm going to have to end this panel right now. But as it says in the video, says he was actually laughing along with them.
Yeah.
So he should have gotten up. I'm going to end this right here for the sake of my company. But, you couldn't work with me no more. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, bad, bad. Totally bad, bad,
bad. CCP's had, like, several instances where they've really just screwed up royally, and I don't know. It's PR. It's mostly PR problems. I think that, you know, the game is really good.
Oh, what do you mean? Isn't it always a good thing to call the people who pay you cheap?
I know, exactly.
You know what? I don't think Valerie's there anymore. Do you remember Valerie?
I don't remember Valerie. I know. I remember the name sounds familiar, but I don't ever met Valerie personally.
She got out.
You met Valerie. She's the one who fed us all the sandwiches when we went to the NCSoft conference, and then she ended up working at CCP, and from then on she would always give us.
Yeah, all I remember is sandwiches. I don't remember the people.
You remember the sandwiches? Well, I don't think she's there anymore, and I don't get anything from her. I get something from the other guy that's there. I haven't heard from her, and I'm noticing there's a decline in the community contact since I'm not speaking with her. I would like to know where she is. I'm going to have to find her personal email. This all goes back to, again, them putting the wrong people in the wrong positions. Even that. What was that guy we had a few months ago that got into it with Gabe and Tycho?
Oh, my God.
Over and over where they put the wrong people in charge and they fuck up. They do not need to be out front. Oh, we should start holding.
No, they don't. At all.
I don't know who, again, these PR people, I don't know where they're getting trained from, but they need to go back to school and learn how to be real PR people. I don't know.
And my favorite one has been today. Not even the ones that were bitching at Snow or Stalking Snow or and stalking the rest of you. It was the one that was sending me private emails. You need to be careful about what you post on your website. You never know who you are talking to. I said, bitch, apparently you don't know who you're talking to. Get off my phone.
Who said that?
Go find on our site or go in the back and look at the comments. There, me and this woman had a back and forth for a good week or two, and it was a developer. It wasn't a developer, but she was their PR people. And I want to say it was Dinah Roar. They were stalking our Twitter. They were leaving notes on the site, all kinds of stuff.
She had enough balls to message you and tell you what to put on your website?
Yes.
Right?
She says, you don't know who you're talking to. You know, we're blah, 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 blah. You know, you new site. New site? Bitch, please. Do you know how long we've been around? New? Fuck you. Fuck you and your game. Fuck your couch.
Fuck your couch.
Wow.
Some people might take that literally. There are people out there that do like furniture.
Man, I just got that story out of my head.
Alright. I think that's enough for tonight.
We will be back in the morning.
That music signals the end of the show. As Ginger just said, you can actually tune in tomorrow and you can catch her and Corey.
No, you won't.
What?
Oh, that's right. My bad.
Okay, so maybe not. On Monday, you can catch Ginger and Corey doing the news. And then on Tuesday, we have a episode of Pix and Easter. So you might want to tune in for that because you know we're always hot about the fashion.
We have a special guest on Tuesday night, Pix and Easter.
Yay!
A UK fashion designer from IMUV and in Second Life. What? That is hotness
right there.
Bad bitch.
That is a bad bitch. I'm going to have to, like, bow down or something. You know,
especially since she's going to stay up to 2 a.m. to be on our show.
Right?
That's what she told me. I'll be up.
Awesome. Favorite us if you like us. Favorite us if you don't. Tune in Monday to hear the news. And tune in Tuesday night to hear Pix and Easter with our badass fashion designer guest. That's right, bitches. Oh,
no, you didn't. There's no second chances. You will do the dance of sorrow.
Oh, no, you did.
Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh, no. You didn't pay me what you owe me. So now it's over for you.
What a fool.
Back, boy, keep running. This ain't just a game, I'll never stop coming. I've got my arsenal, I put out the call. And when I'm finished, y'all, you'll be a rag doll.
Fool tried to diss me, now you're gonna wish you were dead.
Oh no, you didn't.
After I deliver, your blood will be a river of red.
Oh no, you did.
Better beware when no one's there to defend you.
Oh no, you didn't.
So many ways to kill, it's gonna be a thrill to end you.
Oh no, you did.
Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Oh no, you didn't. Didn't you? Oh no, you didn't pay me what you owe.